Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with the new director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. Back with Caitlin in just a moment.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 4th through 6th at State Fair Park. Then the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager, 800-873-1411. 800-873-1411. Also, check out our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Our next update on the number of beef cows in the United States will come in the annual cattle inventory report set to come out January 31st from USDA. That's assuming we get an end to the partial government shutdown. Caitlin McCulloch is the new director of the Livestock Market Information Center. She says they believe that there'll be a slight increase in beef cow numbers compared to a year ago, but only a very slight increase.
Well, we're looking at the same things you just mentioned. The number of beef cows has grown, that has calved over the last 4 years, adding about 2.6 million head till since 2014. But this year, we've really watched the number of cows, beef cows being slaughtered, and also the number of heifer cows being slaughtered into the slaughter mix this year. And so those numbers, those slaughter numbers, are much higher than they have been in the years past. And so what we've taken that to mean is that producers are looking at slowing down this expansionary phase. Looking at where cattle prices have been this year, things haven't been so bad that we're hearing a lot of reports of folks just liquidating herds or doing some massive culling. And so we're really viewing this as a slowing down in the growth cycle. And so we're expecting that January 1 inventory number to come in probably still above a year ago, but less than 1% above 2018. So, you know, somewhere in that, anywhere from 0 to 0.5% is probably what we're looking at, but it could be a little bit higher. And that's really based on where we've seen slaughter numbers kick out this year and what we've seen the heifer slaughter mix do in 2018. One other thing I would bring up is, you know, that January 1 inventory report number is really the only time you get a look at how many heifers producers are holding for replacement. And so without that, it's really tough to say what people are thinking moving through the year.
So saying all that, Caitlin, I know you're thinking about 31.8 million head of beef cows, probably January 1 of this year. How much bigger do we need to really go beyond that level to fully line up supply and demand?
I think you're right that beef demand has been really good this year, both domestically and abroad. And you know, anytime you're talking about that supply and demand being balanced, it's better to be trying to play catch up on the supply side than trying to go the other way. So a lot of beef demand too kind of hinges on the macroeconomic and environment. We've been looking at, you know, some whispers of that kind of possibly slowing down in 2019. And so those are all factors that are going to play into kind of how much beef production we really need. You know, I'm sure your listeners know as well as you do that the beef the production cycle is a little bit longer here in cattle, and so that timing of all of that really matters to when that supply production decisions get made versus when it comes to market. And so if we're looking at a recession in 2020 or late 19, those production decisions are underway right now. And so what that kind of shakes out at by the time that meat comes to market is in question, right? We don't know necessarily what demand will be once that production comes in.
The new director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch, talking to us from her office in Denver, Colorado. The cattle inventory report, if it does happen, coming out of USDA on the 31st of January, would give us a beef cow number, and compared to a year ago, we'll be comparing it to 31.7 million beef cows that was predicted January 1 of 2018. That is the biggest number since 2009, when we also had 31.7 million beef cows. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.